So why you think you be having superpowers when you be practicing SR?
We're going to be talking about the first 7 days of practicing semen retention. And there's studies that are out there, but this is like a ancient kind of like practice, bro. Like our ancestors was doing this, bro. A lot of the things that we do, like when it comes down to certain rituals or even like getting tattoos or everything like that, or anything like that, excuse me. That is derived from our ancestors. You feel me? Now,
a couple of things I'm going to be talking about in this video. First of all, like I said, the first seven days in semen retention. Also, I'm going to be talking about a couple of things that you guys are going to run into and what actually happens. I have a couple of notes. And literally, bro, a lot of people just be lazy as hell. Okay? A lot of people can't pick up their phones and do a little bit of research, bro. Even if you do a little bit of research, bro, you can actually connect the dots and you can see how it makes sense. Just in case you're on the fence about this shit, you feel me? But before I get into the video, make sure you have your water. You know, this is about to be a banger. Make sure you take your sip. Gotta stay hydrated. All right. Got a couple of notes and everything, so let's get into the video. MGT, what it do? It's your boy, Moody Star, and I'm back again with another video. If you're new, you already know what to do, man. Become a subscriber, like the video, and join MGT. This is a channel where I like to highlight current events and talk about my spiritual walk here in this beautiful, fucked up, sideways-ass matrix. Now, first of all, I got to say a special shout-out to anybody that's holding on to your energy, going within, and being high vibrational. Here at MGT, this is what we do. We work on ourselves every single day. Okay, here we go. All right, put it like this, bro. To the people who might be too lazy to do the research or look up just regular, just simple shit, bro, because we are living in a day and age of information. If I'm not mistaken, a long ass time ago, I remember watching this video talking about how, like, they're saying, like, the government has to follow certain universal laws, meaning the government can't withhold certain information for too long. Like, it's something about, like, something to do with some contract where it's like, if y'all gonna be here on the face of this planet trying to rule over, like, you know, the nations and shit, you gotta tell them the truth. And believe it or not, that's exactly what the government does, dog. They put shit in movies, they put shit in certain, like, they put things in music, depending on, like, who you are listening to. Certain artists are kind of woke to certain things that goes on within the Matrix. Now, even when it comes down to rappers, bro, there's certain rappers, which, again, I won't even call them, like, the best example. Because if you're a guy, anybody can literally practice semen retention. And anybody will literally experience the benefits, especially within the 7 days, within the first 7 days. There are artists like Kevin Gates, NLE Choppa, to say the least, a few that have spoken on this thing called semen retention. You feel me? Now, maybe them niggas, I don't know, because them niggas they be in the industry. NLE, he be talking about, like, you know, having a bitch twerk and all kind of crazy shit. So I don't know how much he's actually practicing that. Sometimes people can do it for a short amount of time to get the benefits. And once they get their blessing, you know, they don't stick to the journey. That's why I say it's a journey. It's not really like a challenge or anything like that. So sometimes there are guys that will use this technique to try to perform better sexually with their mate, or you feel me? So again, I'm not even hating on nobody who does that shit, dog. If you're doing it for your own purpose, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you got to deal with whatever comes with that. But within the first 7 days of practicing semen retention, this is actually what happens. Some studies suggest that semen retention from masturbation and sexual activities can boost testosterone levels, according to a 2003 study. Preventing ejaculation for approximately 7 days can lead to 146% increase in testosterone, a male hormone, within the first 7 days of you controlling your sexual energy. You automatically power up. The thing about it is that you naturally feel the energy within your body. You naturally actually feel a little bit more sexy.
You, because you're not in your lower nature anymore. You're not thinking that way. because you're not thinking that way, and because you're in a higher level of yourself, you have no choice but to go up. You see what I'm saying? So naturally, your body is gonna How should I put it? Your body has no choice to follow your intention. As far as like, first of all, you got to make up in your mind that you want to control your energy. That's number one. So it starts from the mental realm. As much as we live in the physical, everything starts from the mental. And a lot of people, they'll be like, oh, well, semen retention is not really real because all it is just the mind and you exercising your willpower. And that's true. But again, you're still within your body. You feel me? Your cells are conscious. I be talking shit to my cells, bro. My cells be talking shit to me, okay? Because I just have that kind of like relationship with myself as far as like listening to my body. Okay, my knee's not feeling too well. I got to do something about my knee. Okay, my shoulder's not feeling too well. Maybe it's how I'm sleeping. Your body is conscious. Your body's going to talk to you. Once you kind of like recognize that, okay, have a certain respect for your body and don't look at it as just the flesh, because a lot of times growing up in church, they would demonize the flesh. Oh, the things of the flesh, the things of the flesh. No, the flesh is actually divine. It's just that a lot of people be in the lower part of their flesh. You see what I'm saying? So it's like when you get control over, first of all, your mind is made up, and now you have control over the cells in your body. Now watch you instantly improve. And the scientific proof behind it, bro, science hasn't even caught up to some of the benefits that that guys experience on semen retention. You feel me? But just from a simple Googling some shit, bro, you'd be surprised that, like, I want to say they have limited, pretty much, this is why I don't Google the shit, because when I tried it for myself, bro, you know, I'd be going 30 days, I'd be going 40 days and shit like that. 7 days, 146% your testosterone is actually going to go up. That's just crazy. You feel me? Why do you think a lot of athletes practice this shit, bro? And I know Zion, he ain't practiced that shit, you feel me? Maybe he needs to try that shit, who knows? And nah, I ain't trying to throw no shade to Zion, but like, nigga, when you got a lot of money, bro, you got a lot of options. And speaking of a quote, well, nah, I'm gonna say that quote for later. But basically, hold on, I'm pulling up some other things real quick about the first 7 days. All right, boom. I got something else that says what happens within the first 7 days. But basically, before I get to this, being in a position of power, having a lot of money and having a lot of options, bro, if you are in that position, it's tough. I ain't gonna hold you, like, because you got a lot of options. You could fuck up as much times as you want to. But the thing about it, one thing that I could say about Zion and any one of these NBA players, them niggas sacrificed at some point in time. At some point in time, Zion wasn't doing shit. I know for a fact, because you're not finna be that good and make it to the NBA. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to have a level of focus at some point in time. Maybe my dog Zion, he met his breaking point. It was like, listen, man, I've been a quote unquote good dude all this time, because you see how he talk, how he speaks, his mannerisms and shit like that. Man, I've been a good dude all this time. Fuck it, I'm just gonna let loose. And sometimes as a guy, you're gonna have a moment in time where you feel like that. Nigga, I had a moment in time where I felt like that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, knowing about semen retention, being on high streaks and shit, sometimes you just gonna feel a type of way where it's just like you go crazy. But when you go fucking crazy, best believe you gotta be prepared for whatever comes with that. You feel me? Taking a break from ejaculation for a period of 7 days can provide a variety of positive outcomes. It includes improved fertility. So, and I know that firsthand, because the first time when I tried semen retention, bro, and I attracted a female and we had unprotected sex, she got pregnant like fast. You feel me? So, just like, don't be on semen retention and then attract a female and then try to raw dog her and think that you're finna get out of that. Like, you're gonna have a baby. You probably gonna have, you know what I'm saying, a whole bunch of spiritual ties too. When you nut into a female, it does something to the mental, because you're leaving, like, a part of your energy has left you and it's now a part of her. And that's why sometimes women, they act crazy type shit, because they dealt with a lot of dudes. And
They could do all the spiritual work that they want to, but we have this thing called the Akashic Records. You feel me? Which is like our subconscious mind. Everything that ever happened in our life, we will always remember. But it's stored into our Akashic Records. You feel me? So sometimes trauma and different things are stored back there. You feel me? So that's why you have to be very careful of who you intertwine with. You feel me? But it improves fertility, raised testosterone levels, enhanced prostate health, decreased risk of sexually transmitted illnesses, and improves mental and emotional health. Bro, you are holding on to your God essence. If you always have your God essence flowing through your body, because again, you're not... When you produce a certain amount of semen, bro, there's a certain amount that actually goes back up to your pineal gland. Your pineal gland, your brain, that pretty much up in this area type shit, is responsible for the life that exists. That, you feel me? That's part of the life that exists on the face of this planet. You feel me? It's the same substance that goes down into your goddamn, you know what I'm saying, family jewels, and it could create life. You see what I'm saying? You see the connection? This is why you have a better mental clarity. You feel me? You're not wasting your energy. Once you keep releasing all the fucking time and distorting your mental, I'll say your mental vision, because when you're watching porn or when you're doing things with random females, again, you're distorting your realm of reality. Now you're living a version of a reality that is really not feeding the soul. It's just feeding the flesh. And now you can say, oh, well, the flesh is demonic. Nah, the flesh is not demonic. It just doesn't have somebody to dry the boat. Dry the boat. You feel me? So, without saying too much, dog, like, this is within the first 7 days. What are the benefits of not ejaculating for the first 10 days? Let's see. Practicing semen retention is thought to boost testosterone levels. They keep saying that shit. Improve fertility. They keep saying that shit. And lead to more intense orgasms. If you got a girl and y'all doing, being mature with, you know, being intimate and stuff, bro, you're gonna blow her mind every single time, bro. Especially if you know how to know when to do it and how often to do it. Because if you do it too much, that shit, you feel me, kind of loses its, you know what I'm saying, spice to it, I would say. Science has not caught up to this shit, bro. But if you listen to the stories and see the people who actually have practiced it, you see a natural glow. You see a natural confidence within how they carry themselves, how they deliver the message. If they're like making a video, you could tell. You could tell who's really retaining and who really is spiritually dead. You feel me? So again, bro, there's many benefits, but again, y'all got to do the research. There's a lot of books, and I think sometime next month, I'm actually going to make a video where it's just like all the books that, you know what I'm saying, I would suggest y'all read if y'all want to learn more about semen retention. I only have a few. I want to make sure I finish them before I even be like, okay, yeah, y'all should check this out. But shit, if y'all have any ideas, y'all can drop it in the comment section. But like, again, bro, just 7 days, you're a star. 21 days, you're a superstar. 51 days, come on, bro. You can do a lot, bro. Just stay focused. Without saying too much, man, it's been your boy Moody Star. Make sure you like, share, comment down below. Drop a bag on the Cash App real quick. I appreciate that. And yeah, man. Love you guys. Take care. Do what you got to do. Support the team. I'll definitely see you guys on the next video. Peace.